There's some funky stuff right there. That's Emily Wells. That was pretty cool, right?
Yes, I love that type of music, that funky, unexplainable frequency. It's really nice. It's
creative. She's like sort of a one-woman band. She does like a lot of the tracks over and over and over. Like she plays the same instruments and like creates the whole thing mostly on her own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her name's Emily Wells, and that's off of Symphonies. The Symphonies, Dreams, Memories, and Parties. That song was called Was a Surprise from Emily Wells. She does a cover of the Notorious B.I.G. Juicy.
What?
And she slows it way down and gets it like really funky and laid back in a weird way. And she gets away with it.
Really?
It's a really good track. I wish maybe I'll pull it up just to show you later.
Please do. But is she local?
I don't know where she's from. I don't know. I have to find that out. If anyone knows, give us a call.
Yes, please.
So I have a very special guest in the studio that happened to be doing a PSA, and this is someone I've seen on the radio over and over and over again.
Yes.
But years ago, Olivia.
Years ago.
We're talking
yes.
decades ago of community radio back when we were young. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What's up? Where have you been? What have you been doing? And welcome back to be on the air.
I've been soul searching, definitely soul searching locally and in Troy, and I found myself back here. I've asked to be in this group called Hudson Girls Alive, and from there I've been just manifesting my energy and trying to be a part of that group and help rise it up to where it needs to be. So I just recently became a mother, 2 months. Like,
no way.
Yeah, no way. High five, I can produce babies. And
Olivia's mom.
Yeah.
How recent?
Since October 27th. Well, I've been a mom since I found out in February, but
that's
it's
true.
Physical
true.
Form of my human being's been here since October 27th, and it's been beautiful.
So
since
you
then.
Have just over a 1 month old, a little itty bitty.
Yes.
Amazing. Congratulations. Good for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
That's. Is it awesome?
It's very awesome. Yeah. It has kept me grounded, and I haven't been grounded since I've been put on this earth, I feel like. But since this baby's been born, I've been really focusing more on the upbringing of the community. So I feel very excited to be a part of Hudson Girls Alive, because it's for girls. But I believe it starts with the girls and the boys, but we're just starting with the girls for now to become leaders so that we can have a more communicative community, a more well put together and multicultural community.
So you're getting a kick start and you're hoping then the boys can catch up. You guys are always a little ahead of us. That's what's going on. So Hudson Girls Alive, is this a new group?
Yes.
All right. And you're
brand spanking new.
Okay, so you're helping to kind of pioneer this effort, right? And where's this all going down? If you're a girl listening right now and live in Hudson or close and are interested in the concept of Hudson Girls Alive, how do we contact you guys? And do you have a meeting spot?
Well, we're going to be meeting.
Don't tell me Facebook.
No, not on Facebook.
Okay. Oh, wow. Really?
No, this is definitely in this.
I thought
community.
I was the only one that wasn't on Facebook.
It actually, yeah, no, I'm trying to get off Facebook with myself.
Yeah,
but we're trying to meet up at TC. Well, we're not trying to. Let me rephrase this.
Okay.
We will be meeting every Wednesday starting this December 6th from 3:30 to 5:30 at TSL, which is on Columbia Street. And to be able to contact us, you'd go through Issa, who's the director of Wise Bodies, and that's 518-821-9676. So that's the contact information for now.
Is this an open to the public meeting, or do you really should contact Issa first before showing up to the meeting, or maybe you could just show up?
Well, we're meeting.
I won't show up.
No, well, the more the merrier. For right now, it's it's an intimate group of women from Kite's Nest, TSL,
big
Wise
shout out
Buddies.
To Kite's Nest. Yeah, what's up?
Yes,
Kaya,
the Hudson
all
Muslim
the good
youth.
People. Okay,
all right.
So this is Wednesday. This is starting next Wednesday, December 6th, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at TSL. That's Time and Space Limited,
right,
in Hudson on Columbia Street. They've been holding it down there. Wonderful, wonderful space. We're doing movies, events, and social initiatives like this, which sound this is important.
This is focusing towards the girls of Hudson, mm-hmm, Middle School and High School for right now.
Gotcha.
What will it be in the future? Stay tuned. But okay, for right now, our focus is on the girls of Hudson, yeah, High School and Hudson Middle School.
Yeah.
And we'll be meeting at TSL on Wednesdays, yeah, at the lower section. So just to start, for those who aren't going to the Hudson City School District, definitely contact Issa.
What's that phone number again? Contact Issa at
518-821-9676.
There, right, you go. Okay.
And we'll take it from there. Yeah. I mean, we're welcoming of everybody that are the ages 13 through 17 or grades 8 through 12.
Gotcha.
And we're just going to be focusing on nutrition, politics, definitely about sexuality and health for our girls' bodies that are being raised in the community, dancing and movement. I'll be covering poetry and radio productions, mm-hmm, so different promoting of any conversations that are talked about, that are agreed to be aired. I would like to air it. Like, okay, any young girl that or anybody who identifies with girl, any of our conversations that are we have permission to, yeah, air, I would like to air that. So
yeah,
that's
we're pretty flexible here. This is community radio. I know on the Monday afternoon show, I tend to have an open door policy, for better or worse. But like anyone can roll in and start screaming and yelling about Donald Trump and chemtrails or have a...
Oh, wow.
Or whatever you want, man. Like, we could do it. I've had some controversial... Like, I've gotten into it a couple times, but like... Generally, I want to have freedom of speech, mm, and have an open door policy. And I know other shows are the same. So if you ever want to contact the station, I know you're always welcome back here. So you haven't been doing any shows or been on the air much at all since way back when?
Since way back when. I mean, Social Justice Leadership Academy through Kite's Nest had asked me to do a radio segment with Kamal Johnson. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to him. And I did a girls group with music and how it relates to how we act today as a whole. And it was boys versus girls, and they were talking about their views on what music has influenced in their lives. So I really want to be more on the air. Hudson Girls Alive is definitely a good starting point for me to get back on and kind of focus on my community. Yeah. So I'm just taking it from there from now. Because I'm a new mom. I'm kind of socially awkward, but I want to get out there.
No way, man. Why is that awkward?
I don't know.
You mean you get shy?
I get shy. I've gotten shy.
You've been on the
sometimes.
Radio. But you used to like hold it down on the radio and go,
I know,
crazy. And I don't remember that being too shy. But you know, it's interesting. Once you have a child, I had, mm-hmm, my son. I was 19 years old.
Oh, wow.
He's now 21. He's going to be 22.
What?
Yeah.
You look so
That's
young.
Crazy.
Wait a minute. I don't know how. You probably had him when you were like two.
I got some grays.
Yeah.
So it's funny because he's in a totally different place that I was at when I was 21. I had a 2-year-old.
Right.
But also like he's in a totally different world. It's so funny. He's like, Dad, I can't imagine like how you and mom like tried to work this out at 19 years old. But back then it was actually, I would have to say, I mean, it's 22 years ago. And it was a little more difficult. It was just like trying to get the resources and support and people like understand, like we'd show up to school or whatever. You get like the looks from all these older parents.
Yes.
Like, you guys are young. Like, it's just like.
Taboo type.
It's just sort of, yeah. And also he's biracial too. So that added a little twist to the whole thing. Mm. So it's just like you go through some stuff, but then you like grow and it makes you stronger and like Yeah. It actually, I always say, like, he actually in some ways saved my life.
Exactly.
Because I was, like you were saying earlier, like, I was, like, ready to go out and conquer the world and just go get into tons of trouble.
Yeah.
And just do bad things and, like, have fun. And, like, I was ready to go cross country, like, go off the grid. No one could find me and, like, hop trains.
Oh, wow. Like, I said that or you said that?
I was.
Oh, I thought I said that. I'm like, dang, that sounds like a good story.
Yeah, no. But then he came on, like, I can't do all that stuff. And part of it was like, oh man, I can't really do all that stuff. At the same time, I think it allowed me to focus on other like domestic things in life and myself and like my community and like building the bridges and relationships of the people who are around me and actually care for me and my family instead of just taking off and like doing my own thing. So it was interesting. I had this interesting experience, sort of like what you were speaking to earlier, but having him young, I got to tell you, I'm so glad. It was awesome because we still go snowboarding, you know? It's just
really?
Like, yeah.
That every bond is
every
strong,
December
huh?
22nd, since he was 5 years old, I'd take him for his birthday to go snowboarding. We just chill and hang out, and he's like making music. He comes on the radio sometimes.
Wow.
He sends me like his tracks that he's doing.
Oh,
and
very powerful.
Anyways, I digress. I'm talking now, and I want to hear more about you and like the group and where you're at. I guess, so you said you're going to share some stuff about radio. I guess you'll probably be sharing some stuff about motherhood because you have that experience.
Yeah.
Like, how can you not share that with the other girls and like maybe teach them wisely about being prepared or not prepared or whatever it is that you have learned in your amazing voyage over the past 12 months or whatever it is. Yeah. So,
well, I've started with WGXC. The first radio show to be produced was Radio Explosion. And my mindset at that age, I was crazy. I was a ball of energy. I did a lot of love, a lot of poetic stuff in high school, but I also was my own journalist in my own way, and that stemmed to a lot of works with this radio station and going into Troy to see the Sanctuary of Independent Media. So I've had a lot of upbringings and networking skills from youth. I had my own little, you know, crazy phase where I fell off the grid and did my own thing and stumbled across different arrays of trouble. But it brought me back to being here. Now, I didn't plan to be a mom, but I know the universe did for me. So I still thought I was like, you know, crazy lazy daisy working live. But I wanted to come back to the radio. Never will I thought that I would come back to as a mom. What I would love to incorporate my mothering skills and what was it like for me to be a mother and the journey and even the hardships that comes with motherhood and having a partner and growing a child, because everybody, even who we're talking to, our audience, you, we've all came from a mom and a pop or sperm and egg, and we've all have a purpose. So what I want to do with Girls Alive is put my purpose, my little seasoning and the sugar spice and everything nice in this program, and just kind of talk to the girls and the young woman or the growing woman, what have you, or whatever mind state they're at, and just show them me, show them a piece of me and see if I may relate. As for the other women that are a part of the group, I'm sure they're doing the same thing too. That's because we've all agreed that we want to show a better upbringing for our youth. Now, we can't conquer everybody, all ages and groups, because, you know, everybody needs a little bit of saving or, you know, reconnecting with themselves or centering of themselves. My focus is 8 through 12. I mean, some might say, or not my focus. When I say my, I'm talking about Girls Alive. Girls Alive would like to focus on 8 through 12. My views on the grades 8 through 12 is that it can be a challenge. You know, our grades 8 through 12 can be a challenge, only because I was grade 8 through 12 constantly questioning about my information, education, the world around me, even my body, especially my sexuality. So I have a lot of that in myself to bring, because I identify as no label, but I've also been that person that had so many labels, from, you know, derogatory to my sexuality to even my color. So I think we have a pretty clear message that we want to bring to our girls. Will I say it all now? I hopefully my reflection of or my segment of where I want to go with Girls Alive would be a proper description of where we're trying to lead. So does that make sense?
Yeah. No, this is, it's awesome. It's awesome what you're doing. I got to say one thing that I also really appreciate what you're doing is you're meeting in person.
Right.
That's special because I think we're losing that. Like, you're in here. I'm looking at you right now. We're in the studio.
I know, in my eyes.
Oh, man. It's like, wow. It's like, well, we could have just Skyped in or FaceTimed or just sent, messaged me on Facebook and just recorded something. And it's just a lot of that one-on-one or person-to-person, like, relationships are starting to get lost, I think, with the social media.
A lot of connections.
And we have to really think about what that means when you're not in the same room as your community, as your people, and talking about issues. So I really am glad you're meeting in person at Time and Space Limited. It's Wednesdays, 3:30 to 5:30.
5:30.
Right, starting next Wednesday. And you're going to do this weekly, you think?
Yes. Well, we're starting. We're just trying to get through the month. It's a trial period.
Okay.
So it's based on how much support we can get. So I'm glad I'm here with you.
There you go.
Can I call you K-Man?
Call me K-Man.
K-Man, yeah. K-Cup.
K-Man, there you go.
You know what I mean? I just want the whole community of Hudson or anybody that's listening or anybody that's going to listen to just support. Support, support, support. I've given you the number to my lady Issa. She's one of the directors, as well as there's Maya Reed. If you see these women, me, Olivia Williams, the Fly Girl, Charisse, Gunda Badilla, you have Ashley Price, you have Hannah Vanderkalk, you have all these women. If you see any of us and you want to slip us an envelope and or slip up some love or give us a hug in an envelope or even give us a hug on the streets or, you know, give us feedback on Hudson Girls Alive. Anything will happen. I mean, everything will be much greatly appreciated. That's
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Trying to say.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I think this is fantastic what you're doing.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Good luck with motherhood. I'm really, I'm listening to and looking at you and seeing you that you're gonna crush this one. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh yeah.
No, it'll be good. It'll be so good. You know, we need the youth to lead this new generation, and we need the youth to bring up our next generation of children and babies. And it's just like the times are changing so quick. We need like that fast, like, energy and youth to like help shepherd us into the new era, because man, it's coming, it's changing. Like,
oh,
you see, you watch the news and you're just like, whoa. You feel like assaulted by like a million things at once, and like what's happening right now is pretty appalling and like also eye-opening, but also there's a positive spin to all the negative things that are happening, and that's that, like, there's change. At least you could say there's change, hopefully.
Yes.
Coming. I believe. I try to stay optimistic about it all.
There in my eyes, and just seeing my community, is ups and downs. Like, I'm glad we're having more venues when it comes down to communicating, like social media, but it also opens up like that vessel or that wave for a lot of kids to get a lot of bad stuff, a lot of negative stuff about their bodies. And my part in Hudson Girls Alive is to just reverse the curse of what we're going through. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, Donald Trump with Twitter. So let's use Twitter to promote good positive feedback from our girls in the community and just start talking about how we can change or promote healthier communications using Facebook, using Twitter, using Instagram. So hopefully you'll see more of us, as well as hear us and see us.
Hudson Girls Alive. Wednesdays 3:30 to 5:30 at Time and Space Limit on Columbus Street in Hudson. Olivia is my guest. Thank you for coming in, and congratulations again on the little one. What's the little one's name?
His name is Levi.
Levi, welcome to the world.
Thank you. Oh yeah, I'm speaking of Levi when I say thank you, but thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right, so this coming up by request, Olivia has Lady Moon, our very own, Hudson's own Lady Moon and the Eclipse. This is Love. Stay tuned. More of the Monday Afternoon Show to come. It's just about 5 o'clock.
Peace, love, and happiness, and a little bit of hair grease, and that's all you need, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. I'll take it.